This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Bernie Sanders scored a commanding victory in Nevada's presidential caucuses on Saturday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
We have now won the Nevada caucus.
Bernie Sanders at a rally in San Antonio Saturday night, as results from Nevada cemented his status as frontrunner for the Democratic presidential nomination. Joe Biden finished second, followed by Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren, with Amy Klobuchar and Tom Steyer in a close race for fifth.
Before we rush to nominate Senator Sanders,
Buttigieg congratulated Sanders before going on the attack.
Senator Sanders believes in an inflexible, ideological revolution that leaves out most Democrats, not to mention most Americans.
The South Carolina primary is next up next Saturday. Then 3 days later, it's Super Tuesday. Texas is among the states holding primaries that day.
Don't tell anybody. I don't want to get them nervous. We are going to win the Democratic primary in Texas.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Eight people were killed in Turkey on Sunday in a magnitude 5.7 earthquake that struck in neighboring Iran. The Turkish Interior Minister announced that three children and four adults were killed. He later said another person had died. At least 21 people were injured. Eight were in critical condition. Iran's new interior minister said on Sunday that turnout in the country's parliamentary election on Friday was around 42%. That's the lowest rate of participation since 1979, the year of Iran's Islamic Revolution that swept the clerical rulers into power. State TV also said the former mayor of Tehran was the top winner in the capital with more than 1.2 million votes. Voters had limited options on Friday's ballot because more than 7,000 potential candidates were disqualified. Most of them were reformists or moderates. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. With no verdict yet in the rape trial of former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein, the jury will enter day five of deliberations on Monday. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The jury is apparently deadlocked on some of the more serious charges that could put Weinstein away for life. And on Friday, the judge told them it's not uncommon for a jury to have difficulty initially in reaching a unanimous verdict and believe they'll never. But most jurors are able to and told them keep deliberating. The defense was willing to take a partial verdict while the prosecution was not. The jury's questions centered around the testimony of actress Annabella Sciorra, who told the court how Weinstein raped her in late 1993 or early 94. Weinstein has maintained any sex was consensual. Julie Walker, New York.
A first group of 76 Ethiopian refugees have voluntarily returned home from Kenya's sprawling Kakuma camp this week. The United Nations Refugee Agency has organized this voluntary repatriation operation with the support of the UN Migration Agency. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The majority of refugees who have returned are from Ethiopia's Somali region. Many have been living in exile for up to 12 years. The UN Refugee Agency reports more than half of those returning in this first transport are women and children, including some who have been born and reared in the Kakuma refugee camp. UNHCR spokeswoman Shabia Mantu tells VOA, the refugees have fled persecution and instability in their country, but conditions have changed.
That you're ready to go back home and return back to your country, to your community. So it's quite a big occasion. It's very significant.
The UNHCR expects to repatriate more than 4,000 other Ethiopian refugees from Kenya and 500 from Djibouti this year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said Sunday he's not seen any evidence that Russia is doing anything to help President Donald Trump get reelected. Reports surfaced last week that United States intelligence officials had told the Democratic-controlled House Intelligence Committee that Russia was working to help Trump win a second term in the White House after previously meddling to aid him in the 2016 election. But O'Brien told ABC News this week that Russians wouldn't want Trump reelected because he contended that a president strengthened the NATO alliance against the Russian military by pushing European countries to boost their defense spending. He called reports of the information passed on to the intelligence panel a non-story, but he acknowledged he's not sought out such reports that allege Moscow's interfering. Marissa Melton, VOA News.